All right. Episode 122 of the Fair Enough podcast. This is going to be a twofer week. You're going to get 121 and 122.
Up, Matt? Fuck, I still haven't posted 121, eh?
It's all right. We're finding out live. Jack forgot. He was high this week.
I was high.
All week.
All week. Here.
We're good. 121 and 122 are now out. Hope you enjoyed 121. Go vote for your favorite. What the fuck did we do? Barbecue or cookout plate draft.
Man, yep. I'm going to fucking lose.
Yeah, you are going to lose.
Yep.
No, you could win. Just having cheeseburgers and mac and cheese, you could win.
Yeah.
I think you're going to win, actually. Sure. Everybody's going to hate.
I didn't even remember my list. I just...
You went cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, pink lemonade, Oreo pie, pasta salad.
Yeah.
Like
Oreo pie is a crazy take. How did that not get vetoed?
Well, I mean, it's a dessert. We really didn't put any parameters on the dessert. We kind of just all fired at the hip. Then Mike went ribs, cornbread, Rice Krispie treats, baked beans, and a frozen vodka lemonade. And then I went taco salad, tuna salad, Hawaiian punch, cookie, cake, and brat. We did not try those Reese's yet, did we? We got to do
no.
That.
We got to get the Reese's.
All right.
What were they again?
The Reese's with the potato chips in them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We got to get that. Those.
I completely forgot about that.
I feel like you're not looking forward to that one.
I mean, I don't care. That doesn't sound that bad. I mean, it doesn't sound good, but I'm not going to, like, hate it. I'm going to not like it, but I'm not going to hate it.
If you're watching on YouTube, we are rocking some weird hats today. Mike went with the bad hat. Did you just get that?
No. It's got sweat stains in this motherfucker.
Done Ben had that one?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Got it on sale at the old Golf Galaxy. It was like $20. Chicago flag colors. Come on.
I got that. I got a sick black backwards hat from Golf Galaxy 2 that I saw on sale.
You just say you got a you today, bought Jack? A you got a backwards hat? What the fuck does that even mean? It's a Barstool golf hat, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Jack's
hat. Me? Oh yeah, I got the Barstool golf on.
Oh, nice. And then you're wearing your Detroit Wub gear.
And I got the Wub gear on. Dude, I swear this is turning into my favorite sweater.
You think so?
It's just a good one, man.
Yeah.
You can wear this anywhere.
It is a good looking one. I have that one too, don't I?
You sure do.
I have too many sweatshirts. I'm rolling with the classic Abercrombie Lions today. Because we're almost there. Football's right around the corner. There. But I am wearing my Cleveland Indians hat today. I literally put on my Tigers hat, and I said, no, fuck that. We're not eating the pizzas, and we're not wearing the hats. Fuck the Tigers until they do us right.
Instead, you went with the division leader.
Literally went with the biggest fuck you I could give them. And it's Chief Wahoo. Because that's the only Cleveland team I know.
Are they still the Indians?
No, they're the Guardians. They guard it.
The Guardians. All right.
Mm-hmm. They're just up there guarding.
And the Washington football team.
Yep, the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they're the Commanders now.
They should go back to the football team, though. No, the football team was sick.
That was my favorite thing ever.
It was sick.
I like
it's better. It's way cleaner when they just do, like, club, but they just said, fuck it, we're doing the Washington football team.
Yeah. I feel like football club
sounds way better.
I feel like club is very, like, soccer, though.
I know, but it still sounds more professional.
FC Washington?
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds more professional, but also if anybody that wasn't like a football person would be like, oh, there's a new football team. There's a new soccer team in Washington, D.C.
Dude, it sounds like a team that is like a team that didn't fill their name out yet in fantasy football. Like they're just Team Brennan. Like when you're the Washington football team, it's just funnier.
No, yeah, it is. But I'm just trying to prove that. I'm just trying to tell you that if they were the football club, there would be too much mass confusion for people that aren't like avid football watchers, especially if you're foreign.
Very true. They would have thought it might have been an actual club or a soccer team.
Yeah, more so. Yeah. a football club. Yeah. I mean, like every single soccer team in the goddamn world is a football club for the most part.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You are right about that. But yeah, fuck the Tigers. Go Indians and Washington football team.
Go Indians.
Mike, I did have something that I wanted to ask you today.
All right.
But actually, we'll get into some what we did over the 4th and shit like that. But I wanted to ask you, because I saw this on your story. And did your story say that it had been 2 years since you had a white monster? Or you had a white monster two years ago?
2 weeks.
Yeah, it said 2 weeks.
Or 2 weeks.
Yes, it was 2 weeks.
It was really 2 weeks since you'd had one?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's because I'm chewing these fucking... I have, like, coffee grind fucking pouches that I have in my mouth.
Wait, the grinds?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember when those came out.
Yeah, I'm trying...
I used to love that shit.
Yeah, so I started using them. I think the next time around, if I get other ones, I'm going to try a different brand, but these ones were like confirmed no nicotine. They had a bunch of reviews, yada, 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 but they actually taste like coffee. So I don't really love that part. but yeah, I've been trying to like, I got to stop, you know, I have to stop drinking this shit every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do it here and there. And now it's like, I had two of them within the last like week and a half, like two monsters, but it was the 4th of July week. There was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Hung over around the golf. I was like, I absolutely need a fucking monster or else I'm going to kill myself. So,
How good was it, though, too?
Oh, my goodness. Especially, like, with one of these. Like, this is an old can, but the twist-offs, just the sound it makes when you fucking pop it open.
Yeah.
It's just, like.
Brought you back to better days, hey?
Honestly, like, I made an audible noise. I'm in the golf cart with my older brother. And I drink it, and I'm like, oh. And he looked at me like, he's like, dude, what? Like, really? Like, I legitimately,
you
like,
got a problem.
I literally, like, came a little bit. I was like, oh. It was that good, dude. So, yes, it was good, and I miss it.
Mike, you are a much better man than I. I am, like, there's a lot of things that I should stop doing that I know about. And, like, I think about, I'm like, I should stop doing that. Drinking a Red Bull every single morning doesn't even cross my mind. It's just like I'm at 10:01 when I sit down at my desk. It is cracked. It is ready to roll. And I don't even think about living life otherwise.
Give it 10 years. And when you're my age, however, or whatever, 8 years. And then when you're 31, come talk to me and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, maybe I do need to stop. It's been because I've been doing it. Since I've been drinking Monster, dude, since I was like fucking 15, like the OG Green Monster. Then they had the BFC, the big fucking can that was like a fucking 60. Like I've been drinking Monster for legitimately 15 years now, where it's like I can feel it in my body sometimes where I'm just like, oh, like my heart is going to explode. So just give it some time. I promise you.
Well, dude, and I hate when people say that because like I said, it doesn't even cross my mind. And then I'm like, am I a fucking psychopath?
No, you're not. And because I'm the same way. And honestly, I can drink them every day still. I just know that in the end, like I would like to stop because you do hear how it's not as good for you. So it's like if I could just wean off it and drink it once a weekend instead of every day at work. Like not having a job has helped me do it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like stressed out and don't like fiend coffee.
Right.
But yeah, dude, like I'm just like, if I can just drink it on the weekends, you know, or like that, something like that, and have an alternative throughout the week, I just think in my head, I'm like, all right, that's one good thing. So
yeah,
it's not a problem though. 'Cause so many people drink it. So fuck that. But I just know I mean, and it makes me feel good that I have some sort of restraint that I can do something, you know? I don't have any other addictions, yeah. really.
Well, and I have, like, at my office, most everybody is very pure. So, like, they'll see the Red Bull and they'll be like, dude, is that yours? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you need fucking help. Like, just joking.
But they're serious.
You need to get your fucking shit together.
Fuck that.
So, like, that. I don't know. I am trying to stop vaping. I have been heavy on sunflower seeds for the past 2 weeks or so. Also, the Zins help. I don't know if you guys are fans of the Zins. Actually, neither of you are.
You're
not cool enough.
I am a loser in that aspect.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I do like having, I know like it's not nicotine, but like having something in my mouth. Like, not that I was ever a dip guy or a cigarettes guy or anything like that. Yeah, true. But like, I'm a toothpick guy. I like to chew on shit. So like, I know that for a fact I would love Zyn for sure.
They're great.
So I'm not going to ever get them or anything with nicotine or stuff like that in it. But I would definitely love
You never them. Tried one Zyn, Michael?
I haven't had nicotine or tobacco since I was literally like 9 years old. I smoked a cigar in my garage with my brother and my cousin, and we like hit it like
You were nine? That's a weird age to do it.
We stole it from someone, and we were like, dude, it was like strawberry flavored. I don't even know. Like, I don't even remember if I like hit it, if I hit it right or whatever. No, it wasn't. It was a Stogie. It was fat. And but yeah, like that's the only time I've ever smoked anything.
Bob, have you tried Zins?
No. I've never tried any sort of like lip candy.
You have no cigarettes under your belt?
I got virgin lips. No, I've never smoked a cig. I was gonna do it in Vegas, but we forgot.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Cody and I had been talking about it a ton and then we just never did it. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's a million things going on. But yeah, no, like, never did the fucking when Quill was putting Grizz Wintergreen in between his toes in the hockey locker room. I was never doing shit like that.
That's insane, a classic. Dude.
I've smoked plenty of cigars, plenty of wood tip wines. And I like the feeling. Dude.
Pass me a goddamn Black and Mild. Yeah. It'll be gone great. In a blink, dude. Yeah. I'll chain smoke Black and Milds if given the opportunity.
Yep. When you know it's just me and the boys and you can just fucking bang some Black and Milds. It's nice.
That sounds
fun. And they couldn't they couldn't sell them in any more convenient manner. They couldn't, even if they tried.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Just a single in the plastic tube?
Just a single. It's a buck. Give them a buck.
Yep.
Oh, it's dude, speaking of buying
they're too accessible.
Shit. So you said how you went to the dispensary. So I went to the dispensary in New Buffalo last weekend. Did I tell you how much weed I got?
This is the Michigan one?
Yes, in Michigan. I finally did it. I finally came over to Michigan to get my shit.
Nice.
Because I fucked up. All right, here, let me preface this. Sorry, I'm a little stoned right now. So this might jump around a little bit. So
let's dial it in here.
Not last weekend, not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday previous. The South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut movie was in theaters.
Oh, wow.
For the first time since, like, 1999 or whatever. So
that's sick.
Yeah, so I went golfing that afternoon. I brought my edibles with. I didn't eat any. And then I wanted to go take one before the movie. The whole bag melted, and it was just one, like, coagulated gummy, and it was sticky and gross. So I go-gurted a little piece of it out so I can get high for the movie, and then I threw out the rest of it. It was probably like 60% of a bag, which I was pissed about. So then I was out, and then me and my buddy went up to Michigan to Herb. It's called The Herb, I think. URB, okay. Though. The URB.
And, never heard of that one. I don't know if we have that around here.
So let me one more thing. So I get 100 milligrams for like $40 at the dispensaries near me, right? Okay, so that's expensive. 100
milligrams, $40.
That's insane.
That's double our price.
So I went there and I just walked up to her and I was like, hey, I want low milligrams. I'm kind of a lightweight, you know, 5 to 10. And 10, you know, I was like, 10, I would just cut in half. And she's like, okay. So she brings like 6-7 bags over and I'm like, ooh, like, all right. So I got fucking
Margus.
Turns out I got 700 milligrams of weed. So it was 1, 2, 3. It was 4 different packages of things. 3 of them were 200. Yep. 1 of them was 100. So there's 700 milligrams. And then I got 3 free pre-rolls for being like a first timer.
Oh, yeah.
And that all costed me $48.
That's insane.
Over 700% of my weed for literally $8 more. And I tipped the chick like 15 because I wanted to kiss her on her face when she said how cheap it was.
That's absurd.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Yeah, I got these little espresso beans and they're covered in chocolate. Little mm-hmm. 5 millis. Fucking ooh. they get me fucking right, dude. Let me tell you.
Probably
what.
Pretty tasty too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of shit, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes exactly how I just said it. Like it tastes like an espresso
chocolate
bean with chocolate
and espresso.
On it. Yeah.
Well, doing the right thing.
But dude, can you get in trouble for bringing, like, do you know if I like got pulled over going over the Indiana Illinois border with weed from Michigan, would they yell at me?
I have no information on that.
I need to look into that.
It doesn't sound good. Even when you were saying it, I was thinking, man, this could be something he could get in trouble for.
Right?
I'm not an expert.
I drove to Canada, right?
Yeah. I killed this hooker and I drove over the border.
It's full confession.
But I was wondering, now that I'm thinking about it, is like, do I have to be careful about this? Do I have to put the shit in the trunk and fucking drive slow, homie?
I know a state cop that I can ask.
I was gonna say, I also know a state cop I could ask.
Who do you know?
One of my best friends is dating a state trooper.
Oh, perfect.
I call him Troop.
Big Troop. Get Troop on the horn.
Big Troop, dude. He is the most classic looking state cop, mustache wearing, 6'2" piece of shit I've ever met in my whole life. Yeah. Great guy.
Really? Great guy. Yeah.
And he's out here busting scumbags like Mike, bringing
hell
all these drugs.
Hey, I'm not being a scumbag.
You're bringing the drugs?
No, because look, check this out. I'm glad you saw
it. On speed dial, Mike. You watch
dude,
it.
They fucking, even on the website of the fucking dispensary, it literally says outside state friendly.
Oh, because
so it's like, dude,
New Buffalo, obviously on the border. So
exactly, literally right there. So it's like, I mean, how can I get in trouble? They're begging me to come. Like, they're physically telling me to come. I'd be like, listen, officer, read this ad. Tell me it doesn't make you want to go.
And then get in the car and I'll buy you an ounce.
Maybe the cops put that billboard up and they just sit under it waiting for fools like you to drive by with their cars full of pot.
Yeah.
Well, they know how to code and put ads on the internet, because I think that's where I saw it.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Way funnier to think that they're just parked under a sign like it's like Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, way funnier.
It's honestly like Wile E. Coyote trying to lure in the fucking Roadrunner.
Yep. Come buy pot.
Yeah, come buy pot.
Hey Mike, free pot this way. Right on the sign.
the roads painted on to the cliffside.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yep, right into a big net that the cops are going to catch your whole car in.
They're holding a rope across the fucking highway.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Got him. People might enjoy getting arrested if that was how it went every time.
Right, if it was comical, like a cartoon.
Yeah. If they tricked you like that, I bet people would be like, all right, you got me. That was a good one.
Dude, I don't know, man. I see a lot of people get arrested on the internet. My TikTok feed is full of cops getting fucked with, and people are the worst. I hate
it. Dude, people are the worst.
It's
That's
so
how my
cringy.
Twitter is right now.
Oh, I hate it.
Can't avoid it.
I know, man. You watch one video, and of course it's like, oh, part two, part three, part four, and you watch it because you want to see how it ends, and then it's never how you want it to end, and you're like, fuck.
No. It's never once been how you want it to end. No. Nothing ever happens at the end.
It never. It's like, or it's like
this lady talking shit in her driveway to the cops, and then you see the next video, oh, they're going out back. What are they doing? And you think, like, somebody's going to get their ass kicked or throw a bottle or something, and nobody ever does anything. It's bullshit.
No, yeah. All of a sudden, it just ends with the chick in the car, and you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there was no fun on the way to that.
Yeah, I hate it. And then now, then you're like, oh, your feed is now fucking cops. You're like, cool, yep. This is what I wanted.
You know what I did a lot of this weekend?
What's that?
And it brings us back, Jack, is we ran, so we were at this Airbnb Wednesday through Saturday, and for whatever reason, we go out on the back porch. It's sick, by the way, right on the river going out to the lake, super nice backyard, and sitting on the porch was a croquet set.
Get and the was, fuck out of
I
town.
I was like, "Bull, you got to run some croquet." And they were like, what the fuck? How do you even play croquet? And I was like, come on over. Let me show you. And, dude, that's all we played all weekend. We had, like, a beer pong table ready and, like, all this other shit. Didn't even get the beer pong table out of the truck. It was croquet and bags. That was it.
Dude, well, croquet is such an elite game to, like, drink and talk shit.
Oh, it's during, addicting. Yeah, it's perfect. Know? It's the perfect yard game, really. It's basically golf.
Golf within a fucking 50-foot by 50-foot fucking surface area.
Do you, like, set up your own little, like little course, or do they give you, like, a guideline on how to set it up?
No, you set it up. Dude, you set it up. I woke up. So we were there Wednesday night, and I wake up Thursday, and come down to the kitchen, and McDermott's sitting there, and he goes, "Hey, dude, I got a lot of thoughts about the course today." Like, he was already thinking of the course all fucking morning, like psyched about it. It was sick, but yeah, you get to just design it however you want it. You can make it as hard or easy as or short as you want, and but the results are the same. It's only heartbreak. It's so hard to win. So
dude,
hard to
truly,
win.
You can make it all the way to the end of that game thinking you're going to fucking win, and then you can lose at the drop of a dime.
So, I don't forgive me for not knowing all the rules. I've actually never played croquet. So, is it the first one to get through all the obstacles first, or
so you go through once to the to the stick and then come back all the way through the course to the stick. Basically like front nine, back nine.
Okay.
But you're just going front and back. And then once you get to that last, once you get to this, the starting stick again, like you finished 18, then you're poison.
And
so your only job is to go after everybody that's still left on the course. And if you hit their ball, they're out.
Okay.
Yep. So getting through first and is an advantage. But if one of those, the people that are still playing, hits your ball, they could shoot you into a ring and then you're out. So there's a way for you to die as poison too. But
when you're poison, you can't go through any hoops. So if you like, if somebody's parked right next to it and you bounce off their ball and then go through, they're dead, but you're also dead.
So how do you get to their ball? You can just cut across everything?
Yep, yeah. Doesn't matter. The course is irrelevant once you're poison.
Damn, that sounds, how many people play at once?
We had six going. I think six is a good number. Games take a while. I mean, it takes like an hour to play.
I was gonna say that sounds like it's gonna take forever. Did you bring a drinking element into it at all, or are you guys just hammering beers?
No, we were just I mean, they're going down quick on the course.
But there was nothing like, hey, if you do this, you have to drink.
No.
Okay.
No, but we could have done that, but they were flying.
Regardless. No, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, no need to add literal fuel to an already perfectly burning fire.
Yep. Took a nice river shower this weekend, too. Haven't done that in a while.
What river were you guys on? I didn't know where you were at.
Indian River, and leading like we're 1/10 of a mile away from Mullet Lake.
Jonathan Rand. I forgot.
Yeah, Jonathan Rand. Yep. The mysterious mosquitoes of Mullet Lake, we'll call it.
Yes. Were there a lot of skeeters out there? Was that off the cuff? That was great.
That was off the cuff. Yeah, they're always flying because Stefan and I say them all the time. No, the mosquitoes actually weren't bad, but there were a couple and they were huge. Oh. And they got me good. I had like and I puff up bad. I'm a disgusting human after I get bit.
I got bit by some flies on the golf course this weekend, and I have two adjacent bites right above my elbow, and it looks like they puffed up so bad it looked like I had a set of fucking double D elbow tits.
Ugh.
It was brutal.
That's the worst. Did they hurt? Were they like black flies that would hurt like a motherfucker when they bit you?
No, it didn't hurt when I got bit, but they itched so fucking bad.
Yep.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that's
any bad run-ins terrible. With some bugs, Michael?
No, dude. But and I don't knock on whatever the fuck this table is. I think it's wood. I don't get bit bad, man. I don't know what it is. I don't get bit up pretty bad at all. Like I don't get a lot. I get like three a year.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how Cody's girlfriend is too. She was literally sitting there in shorts around the fire. I was like, "You're fucking crazy." She's like, "I don't get bit." Some people just don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll get it here and there, like, and it's always by, like, my ankle, of course, but, like, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about me. It's because
I think you just run cold-blooded. You're like the Black Mamba.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody already knew that.
I don't, bugs don't fuck with me, except those little, like, gnat flies that you see on, like, the golf course, something like that, but, like,
yeah.
The cicadas, dude, they didn't come near me at all. Like, shit, bugs don't come by me, so I'm good.
The gnats on the golf course do not discriminate.
No, yeah, no, they do not. They don't give a fuck.
That's the worst, dude. That's Cedar Valley. That's the worst place for them, too. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah, it's such a fun course. You don't remember last year?
Dude,
the gnats were brutal.
Bro,
other than that, it was a perfect day.
So I was just thinking of the amusement park, dude, in Ohio. What is that place called? Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. Yeah.
Okay. Cedar Rapids is a movie, right? And I'm
pretty sure it is. Cedar Rapids is a place in Iowa.
Yeah, it's about that place. Yeah, it's with... You never seen that movie with... fucking the dude from The Office. What's his name? With the one tooth in The Hangover?
Steve.
Oh, Ed Helms. Yeah.
Yeah. He plays in it. And then John C. Reilly's in it.
I remember the cover.
Hell, dude. And they have the shitty, like, slide thing with the car that you drive down it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Shitty slide thing with the car you drive down?
Yeah, you, like, sit in a cart and it drives you down and the shit fucking breaks. Is this the same movie?
I don't know. Either way, it's a funny fucking movie. We're kind of going in circles, but it's fucking funny. Shit.
We're going to see that that Long Legs movie Friday.
That's supposed to be scary, right?
Yeah, dude. It looks sick. Like, all the reviews are, like, scary movie of the year. Like, it's got 90s on Rotten Tomatoes so far. It sounds like it's going to be sick.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm psyched. I haven't been, like, jacked up for a scary movie in a while, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, even just going to the movie theater. Like, I hadn't gone to the movie theater in, like, years before I went the other day to see a movie that's 20 years old. But, like, just it was still kind of like, oh, I missed this. Like, I don't like movies like that, and a lot of shit that comes out I'm never excited for. But, like, I was like, I liked that.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that at all.
It's nice. And you're right. You forget. When you're in there, you're like, oh, shit, get me some popcorn. And then you sit down, the chair's super comfy, and the popcorn's fucking delicious. And you're like, this is actually sick. I should do this all the time.
Dude, I got a big-ass Mountain Dew when I was there last
year. Oh, that's dope. That's what I mean. Just get shit you never would get in your life in there.
Never.
They could be serving anything in there, and I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that was like 75 ounces or something. Dude, fucking insane concoction of a cup.
I got a
medium. Just give you a 5-gallon bucket.
I got a medium the other day, Dr. Pepper, and I literally drank like half it and was like, why? This is a medium. Like, the large is just so much bigger, too. I'm like, fuck that.
Dude, they murder you way worse than I remember it being for the cost of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
The movie theater. $9 drink? How about you suck my knob instead? I'll still only give you $5.
Yeah.
It's literally just double the price. Everything's double.
And I mean, a movie ticket is like 15 something, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
I remember when they were just a quarter.
But it's fun.
I remember when a dime bag cost a dime.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. That's
Get it. Dude, they should do like a. It should be old country buffet style in the movie theater. Like, I should be able to get a slice of pizza and some orange chicken. And go sit down.
I think you can. I think that's legal.
I know, but I don't think that they don't let you in with outside food.
Nuh-uh. But there's... No, I guess it's more of like a bar situation at some movie theaters. But
yeah, they got beer. And honestly, I don't want a beer while I'm watching a movie. I don't.
No, I want a Mountain Dew. That's way too large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to get drunk.
That's what I was just saying. No way. You're going to drink one beer and then that's it. It's like, what the fuck's the point?
When you're drinking in silence.
Yeah, I'm fine
That's
with
why I drink.
I'm fine with having one or I'm fine with having one or two beers at the bar.
Yeah.
But I like, that's the setting for it. I'm not doing it at the
And it's like,
let's have a quick beer at Meijer. That's the equivalent.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go grocery shopping and just have one White Claw.
Some people, there's like those grocery stores that are
that have little bars in them.
Yeah, they're like, this is sick. Grab a glass of wine. I'm pretty sure you can do that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that. I mean, do you guys have Mariano's?
No.
Okay, but they do that at Mariano's too. And they do.
We have Nino Salvaggio or something.
Yeah, I was
like going to
say, we have the Middle Eastern equivalent.
Oh, nice.
Is that Middle Eastern? I thought it was like Italian.
I actually don't know. It might be Italian.
It sounds Italian.
But we live in Detroit, so it might as well be Middle Eastern.
That's true.
Jeez, Jack.
Well, Jack works with...
See, you're on the Israeli side of things.
Everybody Jack works with is Middle Eastern, so he feels like shit.
I love the Middle Easterns.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, dude.
They're not so far off of us Middle Westerns, you know?
They're not.
They're not.
They're just not like you and I. They just eat spicier shit.
Yep.
And get a better tan.
Is India considered Middle East or is India Asian? India's Asian,
India
right?
India's, well, it's all Asia, but India's in the Middle East.
They consider, do they? Is it all Asia? I think you're right, yeah. I'm bad at geography here, bud. But, like, do they bundle up? Do they put Indians in the, like, do they consider Indians Middle Easterns? Or they're just
I think
Indians?
It depends on where you're at from India.
I think so.
I think a lot of West India is more Middle Eastern, but a lot of East India is, like, more Southeast Asian.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would an Indian person be offended if you said, man, this Asian guy, or would they be like, just call me a fucking Indian guy? Which I guess that would make a lot more sense, but...
Mm. I feel like they'd like to be just called an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't call everybody else in Asia we do kind of, like, oh, that's a Chinese guy, but we'll say an Asian. Or a Middle Eastern.
Yep. And they call us the whites. We've shook on that. It's all good. You look the other way, so do we.
But India, we imagine, is East India. Like, you don't get to the call centers or anything until you hit, like, center to east of... Like, the call center capital of the world, Calcutta, is in East India.
Damn, it's just buildings of just people hammering out phone calls.
It is. It's like full skyscrapers. These companies are worth a lot of money, and they're just call centers.
They don't get many cameras into those operations, do they?
No, but Mark Rober did a full sting operation. You guys got to watch that video.
Is it sick?
He hired somebody to go get hired at a call center in Calcutta, and then blew up the operation from the inside. Like, he had this dude put up a bunch of cameras. It was like a whole, like, the police were involved in the US and in fucking India, and they went and shut down this big operation that was scamming like hundreds of thousands of dollars every month out of people's pockets.
Damn.
Yeah, fucking insane.
That's sick. Yeah. I would think, maybe I'm thinking too hard about this, but I would think maybe the Indian police or Indian government wouldn't want that shit uncovered, because I imagine they're getting a cut.
They'll cut a bitch. Come on.
I mean, they are. They gotta be, because they are just looking the other way on these big ass buildings that they know are filled with people scamming people.
Yeah, and they gotta know, right?
They gotta know. Because they're like, oh, we're doing well. Like, we're, you know, we have a bunch of people hired for Walmart, too, over here, and for all these other, you know, legit businesses. So they sneak a couple of the other buildings in.
You think that they would get, how would they get a cut of this? Like, that's like saying an American scammer, like the American government gets a cut of it. Unless, I mean, they maybe they do, but.
I don't know if it's like as big and obvious an operation, though. I mean, they put a, it sounds like they're putting buildings up and putting like their business name and picture on the front. They're like, yep, this is what we're doing.
Scam center.
Like, I feel like American scammers is like a 14-year-old kid in his bedroom and nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, I have no idea. I'm a little baked. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you're wrong.
Sounds good on paper.
Right. Yeah. I think it makes a little more sense. But that means we're pretty much calling the Indian government pieces of shit.
Yeah, we backed right into that one, didn't we?
We don't want to be on record necessarily.
Yeah, that conversation started bad and ended bad.
I thought we were talking about Indiana.
Yeah, me too. Mike had to drive through Indiana to get to New Buffalo.
I did. This fucking sucks.
Tell me what you think about this. This is something that happened to Savannah and I on when we were in Grand Traverse. So we pull up to this bar, but the bar is on one of those streets where it's kind of one of those cutesy little streets where it's just one lane going this way, one lane coming back the other way, but there's all like the diagonal parking spots along the street. Yeah. So we're trying to get into this bar, and I blow by one of the spots and somebody ends up backing out. Mm-hmm. So I come back down the other way, but I pull into the diagonal spot like an asshole rather than backing in. And everybody else was backed in. And we get out in front of this bar, and there is a balcony with like five little tables on it, and it's fucking juiced to the gills. Everybody just saw what I did. Everybody's staring at me. And one of these ladies goes, oh, I don't think you're supposed to park like that. They might give you a ticket or something. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, if you guys weren't out here, nobody would have given a shit, and nobody's given any tickets today. All right, we're going to be in and out in 40 minutes. And so I was like, all right, whatever. So I turned it around and backed it in. When I back it in, I get out. Everybody on the balcony starts clapping.
Oh, my God. I would. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Starts clapping. And then there's this group of just douchebag-looking humans. There's five of them. Three of them have, like, bleach blonde hair. Like, they bleached it like Slim Shady. And they, like, as I'm walking away with Savannah, they just got done clapping. The one kid goes, hey, where are you guys from? And I was like, we live in the Detroit area. And they were like, oh, we were close. And I was like, holy shit, like, you guys are such pieces of shit up here. Like, what the fuck kind of representation for TC was that? Asshole move, or am I just, like, way overthinking it?
Dude, if the whole bar would have started clapping for me, I would have gotten out, maybe showed him my dick or something, mooned him, and then left. Fuck that, dude. I would have gone on Yelp and gave a zero-star review. I don't know. I would have done
it. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible, I think.
Yeah.
Clap at me. Get the fuck out of my face. Where are you from? What?
Yeah. Like, where was I supposed to say? Like, what'd you guess?
I guarantee they probably guess. They probably guess fucking Chicago. They're probably like, oh yeah, close enough.
My first guess was fucking. Well, can't parallel Parkville. That's where I thought you were from. Like what?
Dude,
I
was gonna, like, that was my first thought. I was like, if you guys had to parallel park in Detroit or something, you guys would be fucked.
Yeah.
Anybody, any asshole can
pumpkin out of here.
Yeah, any asshole can pull into a diagonal spot.
And also, why the fuck does it matter if you were backed in or not?
The way she said it,
you don't have to cut, like, you don't have to cut left around traffic. You just go, I don't get it.
I don't know. It was just like, come on, really? Like, you really think they're going to ticket me for that? They're not going to do it.
I would have questioned. I'd have been like, why?
Yeah.
I would have been like, are you serious? And then she would have been like, yeah, man, the locals. And I would have been like, all right, dude, just don't clap at me when I get out of the car.
Yeah, it was so annoying. But yeah, it was, I fucked that up, though. I needed to pull in, and I backed originally.
Okay.
So it was on the right side of the road, and then I passed it, looped around.
Kind of did like a ghetto back in. Okay.
Yeah.
Even more so, that's dumb as fuck. Like, who cares? Like, it's safer for you to be backed in because then you don't have to back out into traffic.
Right.
That's
insane. I don't know what I would have done because low key, I'm the kind of asshole that would have clapped, but.
You would have been on team clap,
but I don't think I would have liked it coming back at me, you know. But I can, a lot of times I can dish it, just can't take it back. And
that was a normally that's how I am too. Well, I could take it, but that one, for whatever reason, I don't think it would have bothered me as much if they wouldn't have said at the end, like, where are you from? Because then I was like, fuck you, dude.
And see, that's like the type of shit that you just, like, that's just the crunchiest shit ever. Like, you guys have no, the only thing that happens there probably is literal murder and then tickets like that. They probably don't have a lot of, like, stupid crime and, like, dumb shit. So they, like, think, oh, look at this dumbass. Fucking can't even fucking park right.
They just chirp whoever.
Yeah, it was like, hey, I'm going to sleep hearing gunshots every once in a while, you know? Like, right. Fuck off.
Well, dude, and that's the biggest thing that happened for that guy's weekend anyways.
Oh, yeah, 100%, dude. Fucking, he's like the guy, that's like the people that are like, we'll call you Stan Darsh, like those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, that's who it was.
God, dude.
Stan Darsh.
That would have rattled me, and I would have been talking about it the whole time we were eating.
Oh, we were. We didn't eat there. We literally just went there for drinks. That's where I got that smoked old fashioned.
Okay.
And I mean, it worked out because we really needed a fucking drink after that. But we drank inside. I was like, I ain't going out to that balcony and looking those people in the eye.
Absolutely. Have you guys seen that video, like the trend going around about the million beers thing?
No, what's that?
You just like, you order a whatever, like a smoked old fashioned, and the bartender looks back at him, he's like, did you just order a million billion beers? and they turn on this like really pretty boy filter on the bartender, and then it looks back at the guy and he's got the same filter on and he goes, I did. And then the bartender like pulls out a fuck ton of beer. Did you just order a million beers?
That is great. That's very stupid.
Yeah, that is dumb, good. But I would definitely laugh at that.
I'm pissed you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've been on the internet a lot the last 2 days because I haven't done anything. Like, literally the last 2 days I've done nothing, and I haven't seen that, so it's upsetting. All I'm seeing is things about Sketch and cops. It's problematic.
Yeah, the Sketch shit is absolutely bananas.
I know. The fact that everyone cares so much is crazy.
Well, he couldn't have handled it better.
Oh, I know. I don't know
in
what
the most
I would
true
do.
Sketch fashion.
Yeah.
The fucking clip of him saying, I did not have sexual relations with that man. Just kidding, I did. Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. He's great. He's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. That's just a wild.
Yeah, he handled it with class, for sure.
He did. I don't think he's going to lose anybody important on that one.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do you guys follow Antonio Brown on Twitter at all?
Yeah. It's I check his shit all the time just to be like, is this still a real account or is this like, I don't know if it's Antonio Brown or if it's like a crazy account I'm following. Like, it seems like a spoof.
It's the funniest shit in the world, dude.
It's insane.
Every
he just
day.
Dunks on whoever will say whatever. Like, his brain is 1,000% just shattered into pieces.
Yeah. It's funny because he put SketchUp yesterday as the F word of the day.
Yeah.
And then after though, he tweeted, he's like, hey, he's like, my page is all like, it's just all comedy and trolling. Like, I talked to Sketch, we're good, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if that's true, that's kind of cool. But also, why are we doing that? Like,
yeah.
Dude, he's insane.
He does it every day.
It's so funny, though, dude.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's good stuff.
Oh, God. I'm not a Twitter guy, but I like to look at AB's Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of comedy, did you see that Sam Morril just dropped a new special on Prime?
It did see that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Psyched
it's on
to watch
Prime.
That.
I hate that.
You don't have Prime?
I think I do, but I don't ever watch anything on it. I don't know, but his last two were on fucking YouTube, so you're just able to watch them on YouTube.
Yep. He's moving on up the ranks now, but should be good. I saw a clip of it. Hilarious.
He's funny.
He's great, dude. He's really funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
His last special, though, didn't, like, blow me away. I only watched it the one time, and if I like one, I'll fucking hammer that thing until it's dead.
I still watch
Dusty Slays, too.
Yeah. You love that guy.
Dude, he's funny as fuck to me for some reason.
I think he's funny, too, but he's just a little too slow for me. Like, he's like, I don't know, something about it. I'm like, all right, get to the punchline here, buddy. And then it's always very funny, but I'm always just like, all right, come on. I'm anxious.
Yeah. You don't like his cadence.
Yeah, his cadence. But I do think he's very funny, and he looks funny. Yeah.
He does look very funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think, what the fuck is his name? Chris DiStefano. I think it might be Sam Morril, and then one other guy are going out. They're going to be at like the Hard Rock Theater in Indiana in like 2 weeks. And I was trying to see if those tickets were any fucking cheap and go see that.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That'd be sick. I've never been to one like a comedy like bash like that where it's like three bangers.
Yeah, neither have I.
No? That'd be sick.
Yeah. And also at like the casino, like, I mean, that's literally like my ideal night is drinking.
Pick a better venue.
And a comedy show. Yeah.
Pick a better venue. You can't.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, dude, we were just talking about it yesterday. Really, I mean, we are 30 days now from the Lions' first preseason game. And I can't wait to be back in the football gambling saddle. So we
did
were talking
you say
about
three
it yesterday.
Days?
30 days.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck did I miss? Okay.
No.
All right. 30 days.
30 days.
What are you most excited for, bud?
Yeah, because we were talking to somebody last night and he was like, normally I just put like one big like $50 bet down a weekend. And I was like, and he was like, I don't know how people keep track when they got like 10, 12 bets live. And I was just thinking in my head, I was like, fuck, I can't wait to have 10, 12 bets.
Yeah,
live.
I was going
to
say that's, yeah, dude.
I was like, dude, you don't know what you're missing until you're like pissed that one game is taking too long because you're trying to get to like the next game. And
yeah,
oh, it's amazing. Yeah, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like having to flip channels every 2 minutes because you got 10 different things going on.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturdays are tough for me, man. I can't keep up with college football, I swear. It's so tough for me to bet on it because I'm always just like, my strategy with college is always take the favorite, and that's just such a bad way to bet.
I feel like you're favorite and over all the time.
Oh, overs all day. Overs literally all day. But I only try to take the over in like games with teams that score. I'm not taking like Iowa, Michigan over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you rarely rest until every over is taken.
Well, let me tell you what, I'm not taking an under. That's for fuck sure.
Well, I know that, but
yeah, I don't know how to bet college football. I don't know how to bet fucking NFL, but I know I'm a little better at that.
There is no way to bet NFL.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
there just isn't. We're all just pawns in the system, but I'm never gonna stop.
I also feel like I get a little too carried away with the touchdown scorers, and it's like, well, dude, like, there can't be 8 touchdowns in one game. Like, what am I doing here? Like,
yep, could be though. Could be a shootout. You never know. You know, this is the 35-28 game we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I'm always like, all right, I have 4 touchdown scorers in one game. Like, the probability, not only of like this parlay happening, but like then when you really break it down to like, okay, there's only one game, it's like, dude, this is so much harder than the actual odds that it says.
Oh, dude, so much harder.
And you're like, oh, fuck, that's a bad fucking idea.
We can do this and then we can get out of here. But what's one game on the Bears schedule this year that you're like, fuck, I can't wait for that one? Like, that one could be a big one for our season, or like, that's a revenge game, or whatever it may be.
Let me look up the schedule right now. We're too high to remember things.
You guys have a very, like,
it's perfectly set up, I think.
It is. It's very, like, there's no streaks that you go on, really. It's like, good team, bad team, good team, bad team.
The fuck am I looking at here? All right, let's see. Right, we're into it. I would say week one of the preseason. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually think it could be that game, but week two of the regular season.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's Sunday Night Football, Bears at Texans, week two.
Yeah. Trying to look at something that might be a little more impactful, but I honestly think I don't hate week 11 against the Packers in Chicago.
That's a big one.
I don't hate that one at all.
That one, that one gotta feel good for the Bears if they can pull that one off.
Yeah, I think that's the one, because it's pretty much like the first couple of games, it's like, okay, and this, we could lose all these games, but like, The numbers are saying, all right, we win one, we lose one. This week three and week four, probably lose. And then it's like win, win, bye, win, win. You know, like, it's like games you think you're going to win. Then it's like, okay, boom, yeah, now we play the Packers. And we could be either sitting at 7-3 or whatever, like 6-3, maybe 5-4. But it's like, this is going to be like, hey, either we're good or we're not good, because we're probably not going to be the Texans. The Colts are a toss-up, you know.
Yeah, and it comes at week 11, which you're right. It's just like, you don't know what the division race could look like at that point either.
Yeah.
You know? So,
that would be nice if that was not a noon game, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I like that one. That's a good, that's a good pivotal game for the boys. I'm going to go... I mean, it's obvious the one that I have to go, but it comes at such a weird time. And I'm going to say week 17 against the 49ers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, that has to be it. But
yeah,
I don't know, like, what we'll be playing for at that point. Like, who knows where we'll be at that late in the season.
Yeah.
I think a really big, like, fuck, here we go game for us, though, could be that Cowboys game.
Oh, you guys got to play the Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, we play the Cowboys 1, 2, 3, 4, week 5. And we could be, I mean, we could and should be 4-0 or 3-1, depending on how the Seahawks game goes. Seahawks have our number. So let's say 3-1 going into that Cowboys game. If we hit the gas pedal there, like taking a turn for the season, I just love that spot for us.
Yeah. I don't hate
and
that.
It's coming off a bye. Our bye is actually week five.
Oh, so the fifth game. So it's 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 week.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. I mean, shit. Cowboys can beat anyone any day, you know, but they lose. Well, you know, they're just a weird team.
They are. Game we should have won last year, too, obviously, with all the shit that went down at that game.
Yeah. No, I don't hate that. I think the football season, I'm excited for it, but I'm trying to, like, hold my shit, you know? Like, I'm trying to not get excited, just letting it ride out. I'm not going to bet with them. I'm not going to bet against them. I'm just going to let the boys watch and fucking go. Like, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous about just hopping on the fucking the train so quickly that I'm going to be so disappointed. But I want to very badly. But
you're smart, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to be smart.
You're saving yourself from yourself.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I fucked off and I jumped on the Justin Fields train. And I gave it a year. Then I was like, you know what? This guy's the guy. And then I'm heartbroken game after game. Mm-hmm. Then he leaves. It's like, fuck. So I'm trying to not do that this time around. But they just made so many solid moves around the quarterback.
Yep.
That you're like, ah, how are you not excited, you know? So
they're starting to build right. They're building something over there in Chicago. I can't wait to fuck. Not that I already do hate their guts, but can't wait to hate them more.
Yeah, exactly.
22s? Brandon Saad?
No.
Jordan?
I think Brandon Saad was 22 for the Spirit.
I'll say he was definitely not in any NHL game. Jordan was not 22 either. Emmitt Smith.
Jordan 2-2.
Oh, Jordan 2-2.
Oh, that's actually sick. That's a sick pull.
Yeah. 2-2.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith is a big one.
Yeah, sorry. I was talking about the Jordan. I don't know what Jordan you were talking about.
Right, that was dumb on our part.
Is there any running backs in the league right now that are 22?
Wasn't Daniel Sedin 22? Henrik was 33?
That sounds accurate.
Yeah,
it does sound accurate.
if you would have just asked me what the Sedin brothers were, I was gonna guess like 51 and 71. I could not remember if I
serious.
I swear, like when you said Sedin,
they
I was
were in
like,
the league so long.
I know, but I was like, I don't fucking know at all.
Nouvelle Bob was 22.
I was This is my number as well.
I
slide under the rug, but I love 22. I think it's a fucking sick number. I got the 22 Nouvelle jersey. I'm staring at it.
Yeah, 22 ain't bad. I feel like we're missing
not a lot of baseball, hey?
Maybe like Grady Sizemore? No, he was 24.
Was he?
22. I feel like who was the center fielder for the Indians in like the mid-2000s? White kid, fast as fuck. I don't know, but was Nick Markakis 22? I don't know. I'm trying to think of like guys, and that's just not going to work.
Nick Markakis might have been 22. He was 22 or 23. God, he was in the league forever, too. We should know these. Too big.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's 100%.
okay. Well, that's a wrap. Episode 122. Sorry for last week, but you're welcome for this week, getting two episodes out. And we will see you next week for our Jordan year, episode 123. Peace.
Deuces.